This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
And the snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
It doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotch escapes. And he'll have a first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40! Eric Brown, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with passion. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get that way, and the kick is good. Takes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
Well, you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's
head. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Damakatsu. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Damakatsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Indomicatsu? Oh,
the stadium is blowing up. just the start of what was an outstanding senior season for Ndamukong Suh. And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope you like the football open this year because it's going to be a while. Going to be a while before we hear it again. Hopefully not until 2010 in a Fiesta Bowl berth. But Nebraska, a two-touchdown underdog as they get ready for the Big 12 championship game tomorrow. And we'll talk a lot about that. It's a Friday, so our final regular season Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, your last chance to get qualified for the two Lazy Boy recliners that some lucky person is going to win from Bruce Furniture. Plus, you'll get the weekly prize package as well, which includes some great gifts from a variety of our sponsors. That's coming up on the show today. We're also going to catch up with Joe Rigazzo from the Post out in Columbus, Ohio, as they get ready for the Ohio and Central Michigan MAC Championship game, which is coming up tonight. Frank Solich, a chance to bring home a MAC Championship, and we'll talk about that, see what he thinks about all of that. Tom McCann, head wrestling coach at Kearney High, is going to join us. They have the Kearney High invite tomorrow, which you'll hear the finals live on Classic Hits 98.9 FM starting at about 5 o'clock. So we'll catch up with the coach around the bottom of the hour as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, kind of like Nebraska, Ohio finds himself a two-touchdown underdog in that MAC championships as well. Doug, interesting when I finally started looking at some of the numbers for the week and the spread and seeing some college games. I don't know if I've ever, and I don't know how many years I've looked at the betting lines, I've never saw a 47.5 point spread. That is about as large as it's ever been, and you find that on the sheet when you see Boise State playing New Mexico State. New Mexico State, the worst offense in all the land, the worst offense, and this is a game that could be 80-0. 47. Have you ever saw anything like it?
Yeah. I don't know. Have we ever seen anything hit 50? I mean, the mythical Florida this year in one of their games early on in the season. But I think Nebraska's been favored by near that much before over Pacific. Last year, USC against Washington State, those lines have been way, way up there right around that as well. So, but that's usually the cap. That's usually about as high as they'll ever go. That's usually about as high. I can't say that I've ever seen 50.
I think 44, maybe with 44, 45, 47.5, my goodness.
Well, tonight it is the MAC championship game. Central Michigan, about a 13-point favorite as they take on the Ohio Bobcats. And as always, we're interested to see how Ohio is going to do. And, Daddy, their schedule outside of the trip up to Kent State, they have played very, very good football this year. Connecticut, Tennessee on that schedule, taking care of Ohio. Central Michigan, they've just got a great, great offense.
Well, it's going to come down to two quarterbacks playing very, very good football. We'll hear about those two quarterbacks from Joe Rigazzo from the Post. Joe, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for some time today.
Thanks for having me on, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Joe, let me cut right to the chase. Does Ohio have a chance tonight?
Well, it's going to come down to a couple things. And the first thing and the most important thing is if OU is going to be healthy. Right now, Theo Scott's quarterback, LeVon Brazil, wide receiver, Patrick Tafua, they were all questionable this week. It looks like Pat's going to play. But I know LeVon, he didn't take any snaps this entire week. And if that high ankle sprain, if he can't go or if he is restricted in his ability, then I don't know. I don't think the offense will have enough firepower.
Joe, is he hurt late in that game? Because he threw 5 touchdowns last week, right?
Yeah, he was hurt. He didn't play most of the fourth quarter. He all of a sudden you look over on the sidelines and he was on crutches, and it just happened. I didn't really see it, but he managed to get 5 touchdowns in before that, so it just shows you how well he was playing.
Obviously, Central Michigan's quarterback is getting a lot of the attention. Many people think he'll play on Sundays. He's done it all year. Is there he's the best one in the MAC Player of the Year by far?
Oh yeah, it's really not close. You have Tyler Sheehan at Bowling Green. He had a great year, but really, Dan LeFever, he's just on another level as far as really anybody in the MAC goes. I mean, he's a guy that you put him at a different school, maybe, and he's getting the same kind of attention that Colt McCoy's get. I mean, by the time this season's over, he's going to lead the NCAA all-time in touchdowns. He's tied right now for the lead with Graham Harrell and Colt Brennan. So yeah, he's just in a class by himself, really.
Obviously, Joe, going to Ohio and being one of those mid-tier teams, you get a lot of exposure in the middle of the week playing games. But the trips to Tennessee, playing teams like Connecticut, that's going to really help your recruiting as well, does it not?
Yeah, it definitely does. And Coach talked about that a little bit. When you got those games against Tennessee and you got the games against UConn, those are the games that you're going to see OU on the bottom line at ESPN, and you're going to see them on ESPN2. And then you're going to bring in the recruits for those games. And when you're a mid-major team, like you mentioned, it helps when you can look at a schedule and say, look, you know, we're in the MAC, but we're going to play against Tennessee, or we're going to play against Ohio State. A couple years ago, they upset Pitt, or when they played Virginia Tech real close. So, yeah, those games are huge for recruiting. And, you know, it also helps with Solich, you know, being from Nebraska. He really works that pipeline. I know he seems to be still popular over there because the recruits keep coming in from Central United States.
Joe Ragazzo of the Post is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The MAC championship game is tonight with Ohio taking on Central Michigan. Joe, was this a surprise? Is this kind of what you thought was going to happen when the season began? These two teams maybe had a real good chance. I know some people, it's always wide open there in the MAC.
I did think this was going to happen. Before the season, I sat down with my assistant sports editor, Rob Mixer, and we kind of brainstormed what we thought would happen game by game. I thought we would go 9-3. He thought we'd go 7-5. So when we wrote up a preview, kind of made it right in the middle, 8-4. We ended up at 9-3. And really, the reason I thought that OU would be able to turn their season around from last year is because of turnovers. Last year, we were, I think, 110th in turnover margin. And it's been, from what I see with football teams, when you have a really young team, the way Ohio was last year, turnovers, you're gonna improve with experience, and that happened this year. And Ohio now leads the entire nation in forcing turnovers. And then on the other side of it, Central Michigan, I don't think anyone doubted for a second that they'd be there representing the MAC West. That was almost a done deal before the season even started, barring a disaster, Dan LeFever getting hurt or something like that.
Joe, of course, we're interested back here because of Frank Solich, but also because one of your linebackers comes from right here in Kearney, Nebraska, Noah Keller. Assess his performance for you this year.
He's been fantastic. You know, I think that he kind of got snubbed. I think he should have been first-team All-MAC, but, you know, the deep position in the MAC. But he's been awesome. He's the clear-cut leader of that defense, and, you know, he's going to be up there with 100 tackles again this year. And when you see him on the field, he's one of those guys where he's just everywhere. He's a very smart player. He's always by the ball. And, you know, he just leads that defense, and he's been playing awesome this year.
Joe, before we let you get out of here, these two teams met in the championship in 2006. What do you think is the biggest difference between the two teams this year as compared to 2006? Maybe it's growth. Maybe it's a downfall somewhere. What's the biggest difference?
We'll start with Ohio. The difference with this team is they're much more complete. The 2006 team, they had a pretty solid defense, and then on offense, they were, you know, they relied on a running back, Calvin McCray, to do everything, and their special teams were pretty weak. This season, Ohio's defense has been stellar most of the time. They come up with these big plays, like I mentioned, the turnovers. Offensively, we have a quarterback that can make plays. We have wide receivers and Taylor Price, who was a Biletnikoff watch on the beginning of the year. We've got a few running backs that can get it done. We have so much more depth has been illustrated by how many guys have been hurt and other guys have been able to fill in. And then on the Central Michigan side, I think they're more of a team now that can put big drives together and move the chains more instead of just quick strikes. And on defense, I think they're kind of the opposite of Ohio, where in 2006, they were a big play team with the turnovers, and now they're going to stop you, you know, every down, and they're just a very complete defense. So I think those are the major changes, and is just the style of play of both teams.
Joe, before we let you get out of here, ESPN projections with Ohio, probably if they would happen to get beaten this game, has them going to the Little Caesars Bowl against Middle Tennessee State. Does that fire anybody up?
Yeah, it does. It does. Anytime Ohio is going to be in a bowl, they're going to be fired up because we've only been to a few. And, you know, it just goes to show what Frank has been able to do with this program. We go to three bowl games ever. He comes in, and then now we're going to be at two. So, I mean, it's huge for the program. No matter what bowl we're going to be in, they're going to be fired up. I think whether it's that, whether it's the GMAC Bowl or the Eagle Bank Bowl or the International Bowl, people are going to be fired up. I think the one in Detroit's probably the best option for us, the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl, because just for travel reasons, I think that'll make Ohio fans happy. If we had to go to the International Bowl in Canada, I think that would be tough because everyone would have to get passports and stuff like that. So, yeah, people are fired up when we're in a bowl. It's not a thing that we do year in and year out.
But if you win, that could be interesting.
Yeah, that would be our first ever bowl win. So that would be huge for the program. Again, like you're talking about with recruiting and with just overall prestige of the program, really on the rise, and that would do wonders for the Bobcats.
Joe, appreciate you giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. From the Post, covering Ohio Bobcat football, Joe Ragazzo joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, projections from ESPN, you never know. Right now, the projections believe Central Michigan will win that game tonight and play Notre Dame in the GMAC Bowl. That'd be interesting.
Lefevre would thrash that defense. Oh, I would love to see that. This guy's good. This guy's good. And you know Central Michigan, they haven't covered the spread all the time, but they're one of our picks. So they have been the last couple of years. This guy is a great quarterback. I would love to see that matchup. Because, you know what, I think Jimmy Clausen would crash that defense too. And, you know, that's one of those over-under might be 95. It might be an 80-60 game.
What did you think of the game last night? That was pretty good matchup with a lot on the line. Oregon State.
Battle. It was a civil war. That's what you expected going in. Great game, and just, you know, you make a couple plays there at the end, and they found a way to win it at home.
888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to the Doug and Daddy Show. 888-455-3776. You're going to need to know that throughout the show, not only to be a winner, but to get qualified for Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Our Dent Popper email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
And when you said that game last night, and I know it's much too early for college basketball in my mind, but the Texas Tech finish last night when they thought they'd won it and the students rushed the floor, I still don't know if you can tell if the ball's out of his hand or not. But then they got a chance in overtime, and they took care of business there. A great win for Pat Knight, but what an incredible finish to the end of regulation in that one.
Steve from Kearney on the line, guys.
Steve at 888-455-ESPN. What's going on, Steve?
Who's the former Cornhusker coaching in the Rose Bowl?
Scotty Frost.
Wide receiver coach, University of Oregon. Go, Doc.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, Scott Frost, who we've efforted on the show before, he's pretty busy. Pretty busy cat. We'll effort again, yeah. Scott Frost, that's right. Oregon Ducks going to the Rose Bowl and to take on Ohio State. I hope Oregon kills him. I guess that's just my thing. I don't know. And as we continue on, before we hit this first break here, I have to go back. Why is Boise State not being mentioned? Why is TCU and Cincinnati getting all the pub here? Why?
That's something that's irked you about the last 3 days, and you don't understand that because, you think they've got better quality wins.
Well, coming into the season, they were the top-named school of a non-BCS conference. What have they done to not stay in that spot? TCU and Cincinnati are not that much better. Boise State beat the Rose Bowl Pac-10 champion. I don't know what more they want. Don't tell us what they need to do. They have to play these BCS teams. They have to beat these BCS teams. Well, they've done it. Why isn't Boise State getting a crack? If they don't get at least into a BCS game, scrap the system. It's a joke. And Boise State keeps getting the shaft.
Well, you can scrap the system because it is a joke and a sham. Everybody's starting to figure that out. But you don't think, well, if Nebraska holds the key to all this deal. If Nebraska, will there be changes if Nebraska beats Texas? Will there have to be?
Well, obviously, because Nebraska takes a slot.
I'm just saying that deal, that throws the whole deal into get a basket and a stick out then.
Well, no. If Nebraska wins, it doesn't screw the system up. All it does is it keeps Texas from playing for the national championship, and somebody else will get that opportunity.
But then you've got three teams that want that opportunity, and only one of them is going to get it.
Well, Nebraska's the Big 12 champ.
I'm saying to play for the national title. Everybody's going to stake a claim to that. The computer's going to crap out a number, and there you go. That team's going. I mean, Nebraska holds the whole key to it. If you want the system changed, Bo Pelini and Nebraska, win tomorrow night. You want a playoff? Nebraska wins tomorrow night. I think you got a playoff. That's the whole key.
I'm looking at TCU's schedule. Most impressive win at Clemson. They've done most of their work on the road. Their non-conference was Virginia, who fired their coach, Texas State, really, at Clemson, huge win, and SMU. Okay, so Clemson ends up being the only quality opponent out of there. Virginia, at least, is a named school. They had to win at BYU. They crushed them, and they beat Utah at home. I guess I just don't see Oregon's a lot better than Clemson. Oregon's a lot better than Clemson. A lot better than Clemson.
14-10, they beat Clemson, by the way.
Yeah, so, again, explain to me the resume there, how TCU's better than Boise State. We go to Cincinnati. They beat Oregon State. Okay, if Oregon State would have won last night, maybe that helps you out. Oregon beat Oregon State. Boise State beat Oregon. Who else did they beat? West Virginia. And then they have to beat Pittsburgh. That's a big win for them. But right now, I would say Boise State, Cincinnati, TCU, and it's exactly the opposite right now. And I don't understand how. I don't know why. I don't know how TCU jumped anybody.
No, I'm kind of falling into line with you. I go back though, Doug. It's all up to Nebraska. Will there be a playoff if Nebraska beats Texas? There's got to be then.
Yeah, there's got to be. This will be the first year there's controversy in the BCS. We're still going to have a national championship playoff. That's all there is to. There'll still be a national championship game, and that's all the BCS is for, I guess. We'll take a break. Coming up, we'll talk more football. Bruce Furniture, Pigskin Pick'em, Tom McCann, Kearney Wrestling Coach is going to join us as we go to break. The UNK softball team has their annual pancake feed Sunday from 8 to 1 at the Kearney American Legion. Let's give away a pair of tickets to callers 3 and 4 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the pancake feed Sunday at the Kearney American Legion from 8 to 1, helping benefit the UNK softball program.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
Welcome to Wendy's.
Hi, I'd like a crispy chicken deluxe, and let me have a drink and fries with that.
That'll be $2.99.
$2.99? I don't think you got my whole order. I wanted a crispy chicken deluxe with fries and a drink.
Yep, $2.99.
So what do I do with the rest of my money?
How about a Frosty?
Now get Wendy's small fries and drink with either our crispy chicken deluxe with Applewood smoked bacon or our double junior cheeseburger deluxe for only $2.99. The deluxe value meal for a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
You know when it's real.
Eddie Guy is the WPZI Eye in the Sky reporter.
Eddie Guy here, your only source for the drive time traffic hour.
That is, unless you drive with a TomTom GPS.
From high above in the chopper, wait, what?
Yes, with its IQ Roots technology, TomTom is the only GPS that knows when and where traffic tends to build up and automatically finds you the fastest way around it. No more traffic, so no more Eddie.
Eddie Guy here, no longer your only source for drive time traffic.
TomTom, go confidently.
Saturday, it's the college football matchup of the year when Alabama takes on Florida in the SEC championship game. Hi, this is John Todges of Westwood One. Join Terry Donahue and me at the Georgia Dome for all the action. Can the Crimson Tide power their way to the SEC crown, or will it be Tim Tebow who keeps the Gators' hopes of back-to-back titles alive? To the winner, a spot on the BCS title game. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Alabama, Florida, Saturday at 2:30, right here on ESPN Radio.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 30. West winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low near 10 above. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of great football going to be going on this weekend, whether it's college or the NFL. As you mentioned earlier, Daddy, basketball underway, college and the NBA. Whatever it is you want to watch in the month of December, they've got it on for you at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. It's the best place to watch sports in town because there's not a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every single night. And don't forget to catch the championship game tomorrow, Nebraska and Texas. Come try their great sandwiches like the prime rib sandwich. How about the chicken fried steak sandwich, pulled pork, Philly steak sandwich, and the chicken tender hoagie? They're outrageously tasting, but the prices are not, because each sandwich comes with a great side, coleslaw, fries, potato salad, just to name a few. And maybe you just want a little appetizer. Try the new taste sensation, the Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce. You can get, of course, the chicken wings, bone in, bone out. Maybe you want a salad, ribs, burgers, pizza. It's all there for you. It'll satisfy everyone in the family. And don't forget, open 7 days a week for your convenience with lunch specials every single day. And, of course, sometimes it's free, Daddy.
Yeah, you know, pick the right numbers, boom goes the dynamite.
It's the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Nebraska begins the NCAA volleyball tournament tonight. Televised game, 7 o'clock against Coastal Carolina. The Chanticleers will be coming in. And then if the Huskers win, which we expect, they'll play either Northern Iowa or Washington State tomorrow at 5 o'clock. That match is at 4:30. Sounds like, Tony, if fans are going down to watch volleyball today, that first one should be a great one to start off the tournament.
Well, yeah, 30-2, Northern Iowa. Washington State 18-12, although they beat some teams maybe you wouldn't expect them to. Coastal Carolina 20-13, sure should be able to take care of business. But yeah, it should be an opening match. Northern Iowa probably hasn't been tested, especially like teams in the Pac-10 have, but nonetheless, that should be a great one to start things off.
So that's going on tonight. By the way, Concordia St. Paul is into the Final Four in the Division II.
Suckers!
National Volleyball Championship. So that is going on, and they are down to their Final Four. Well, let's see. What else has happened and transpired? Oh, that's right. The high school winter sports season got underway last night, and here's a score that looks like a high school score, 77-38. That was the Nebraska women disposing of South Dakota. Well, they have a bunch of softball players playing basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know. But the Huskers are 7-0. Miami of Florida is 7-0, and they're going to play in the sunny state of Florida tomorrow, and that will get going at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, a battle of 7-0 teams. As we talked about yesterday with Andy Markowski, the Huskers will play Creighton, and that game is Sunday at 4 o'clock in Omaha. UNK men's and women's basketball teams are home this weekend to open conference play. New Mexico Highlands tonight. The Highlands men are the preseason conference favorite, and the Colorado State Pueblo squads come in tomorrow. Again, women at 6, men at 8. For Loper and Hastings College Wrestling, they head to Fort Hays State. Hastings basketball, they're playing York, the women tonight, the men tomorrow. Huskers will be wrestling in Las Vegas today and tomorrow.
Question, Douglas, and I don't know if you have the answer to this. 4 o'clock go time on Sunday, why would it be 4 o'clock go time? Why would you play at noon, or why wouldn't you make it a night game?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, don't you, I just, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday? How many teams play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday?
What's it matter?
Well, play it at noon or play it at night.
Who plays Sunday night but one ACC team?
Exactly.
I'll throw this out. Maybe it's so the folks flying home from Dallas can catch the game. A lot of the media members might have something to do with that, too.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Going on. Might be something
else. I just thought that was a strange time to play basketball.
It's different. They usually play at 1 or 1:30, I think. So that's what's going on in Omaha. High school basketball last night. I got to go see Axtell and Pleasanton. I guess no surprise there. Axtell boys highly ranked, as high as number 2. Pleasanton girls number 4. They both won last night. excuse me. Looking up and down the line here, I'm not sure where I see anything that just jumps out and goes, oh, really? Maybe Loup City a lot closer game with Anselmo Myrna on the boys' side than I would have thought because they're state-rated in D1. But, you know, he had some nice close games, actually, last night. Hastings boys get off on the winning trail, 51-50 over Seward.
I think a lot of people are expecting things out of Axtell. You mentioned as high as number 2, Ravenna in front of them in both polls, I believe. This is a team that's very, very deep. This is their year because they're going to lose a bunch of those kids. Brent Heinrichs and that crew is going to make a run. They're going to have to do it this year.
The Kearney High boys fell to Great Bend, Kansas in the Hays City shootout 46-41. The Kearney girls picked up a victory 43-40 to advance on. And in the Hastings College Tournament, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, Sandy Creek, and Ravenna were all winners. And so today, here on ESPN Radio, Kearney Catholic's at Sandy Creek, girls at 6:30, the boys at 8:15, and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it will be Ravenna at Grand Island Central Catholic, girls at 6, and the boys at 7:45. High school wrestling yesterday, a few duels. Hastings beat Seward, Aurora over Northwest, and Central City, the number 1 team in C, won their own quad. Ord was second, Grand Island Central Catholic at High Plains rounds it out. And we bring in our voice here of the Tri-City Storm, Derek Stenson. For the second straight year, the Storm have traded away their captain. They don't just trade away somebody. They trade away their captain. Not only do they trade away their captain, Josh Berge, they trade him to the team they're playing today. Now, I have to understand whatever. Why? Why would you do it today? Do you know anything about Tucker Brockett?
I really don't. I know he's kind of a similar player to Josh Berge. I know he's got a year of eligibility left after this year, which Berge does not. So really, I was as surprised as you were to hear the news. And I guess the coaching staff saw, you know, they saw a move they could make that could possibly improve the team, and they went for it. So.
You go back, now he's got to skate against the Storm tonight.
Correct.
He'll be in the Lincoln. That sucks.
Yeah. He spent his whole career here, but
you're a captain. Obviously, people gravitate to the captains. They like the captain. They lead the team. So your buddies with all these guys. Now you're against these guys.
Yeah, it was news to me too. But I mean, I guess the coaching staff saw something they could do there, a move they could make that.
I guess pretty sad from just talking to one of the parents that houses a kid, saying yesterday was a kind of a long day for a lot of those kids.
So Josh Berge moves on, and the Storm at Lincoln tonight, and then they're home tomorrow. They move that start time up to 3:05 because of the Big 12 Championship. So hockey tomorrow against Team USA at the Viero Events Center, and that gets underway at 3:05 tomorrow afternoon. So that's what's going on at the Viero Events Center. Coming up, Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy has his selections for the weekend. I can't wait to see those.
Oh, you're going to get to see those.
Yeah, I bet.
We want to remind you, though, Doug, Christmas is upon us. Look what's cooking downtown Kearney Center. Want some cooking classes? They've got them. You need to go to lookwhatscooking.com. You click on events calendar. Check it out. They do a date night under the Tuscan, Julia and Julia, a night of French cuisine, any kind of food you could ever want. They've got a night for you. Get out, make it a date night, make it a fun date night. Anything you want as far as specialty foods, dips, jams, sauces, spices, Paula Deen Collection, Stonewall Kitchen, Wind and Willows Collection, cookie sheets, cheesecake pans, brownie pans, cooking racks, cookie press, cookie cutters. They've got it all, folks. If you've never been to Look What's Cooking, you need to get down and check out the selection because undoubtedly it is the best in central Nebraska. Vustoff Knives. Who doesn't like knives? Sharp knives. Quality knives. German forged knives.
All right, now you're scaring me.
If you like to cook and you like to cook meat, you like knives, and I like Vustoff knives. They're the best in all the land. Swiss diamond, nonstick cookware, marble rolling pins, perfect all the Christmas gifts you could ever want. Look what's cooking. Your kitchen accessory store downtown between Hoover's Jewelers and Brown Shoe Fit Company on the bricks in downtown Kearney Center.
Back with more after this.
It's football season, and you know what that means. Tailgates. But what if a fellow tailgater tries to squeeze his car next to yours and takes out your door? Or you get an errant football tossed through your windshield. Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Allstate, proud sponsor of college football and the Allstate Sugar Bowl. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
At Dick's Sporting Goods, we'll help you find the perfect gift at our best prices ever. The best brands in golf, like TaylorMade, Nike Golf, Callaway, and MaxFly, plus fitness equipment by Livestrong and Soul. We have the best selection of outerwear from the North Face, Columbia, and Spyder. Great prices on athletic apparel from Reebok, Nike, and Under Armour. Outdoor brands like Field & Stream, Remington, Garmin, and Coleman. And free shipping at dickssportinggoods.com on eligible orders over $49. See store or online for details. Every holiday season starts at Dick's.
This day in sports, December 4th, 1997, the NBA handed out a one-year suspension to Golden State's Latrell Sprewell for choking, punching, and threatening to kill his coach, PJ Carlissimo. Although the penalty was later reduced, many thought it should have been tougher. And while Sprewell eventually rehabilitated his career with the Knicks, the incident will never be forgotten.
First of all, I want to apologize to my fans and my family and friends of mine who saw this mistake I made. And, I'm just trying to move forward right at this point.
Sprewell gets suspended. This day in sports.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 30. West winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low near 10 above. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We gave away tickets to the UNK softball benefit, pancake feed, Sunday from 8 to 1 at the Kearney American Legion. Who was our winners?
We got Matt from Kearney and Brian from Kearney, our winners.
All right. Enjoy some pancakes, eggs, sausage, juice, whatever else you want to have on a Sunday morning. Well, we're getting close to wrapping up 2009, and Dyna-Grow, who we've been talking about growing in your fields and dominating, would like to thank all their customers, plot cooperators, and Dyna-Grow dealers for making this yield report possible. Thanks for all your hard work throughout a very unusual, successful growing season. They experienced cool and wet spring, but dominated after that. They're an independent seed company, a major supplier of ag products and services in North and South America. And what do we say, Daddy? They keep on growing. They grow, they grow, they grow.
There's a reason.
It's the new brand in most areas, and they offer you choice at Dyna-Grow. They utilize their knowledge and independence to access the widest selection of genetics and traits to match the needs of your customers throughout each local area. Products are designed to match your fields through precision placement from Dyna-Grow Seed. Thank you for your continued business, folks. They look forward to working with you and to plant your seeds. Get your seed needs for another successful year in 2010 from the gang at Dyna-Grow. 800-652-9298 or go to Dyna/GrowGroSeed.com. Dyna/GrowSeed.com.
Pigskin.com. Coming up, our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, and in just a moment, we're going to catch up with Tom McCann, the head wrestling coach at Kearney High School, as they're ready for the invite tomorrow, and Coach McCann joins us this morning. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. I'll tell you what, you know it's time for winter sports season when we are up at the Kearney High Wrestling Invite, and we always, the general wrestling fan and even the non-general wrestling fan who wants to know how things are going to go, they pick up HuskerMat.com, they pick up the coaches, and we see Grand Island 1 and Kearney 2, and that ought to be a fun time tomorrow with both of your schools among the 10 that are competing.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Grand Island's loaded again this year. They're returning, I think, 12 of the 14 starters that set a state record last year, and I believe they have 10 or 11 state medalists on that squad. So we're looking forward to the challenge tomorrow.
Tom, is it your feeling, too, that Grand Island's a cut above everybody else in the state?
Well, they had a tremendous freshman class last year. I believe they had three freshmen in the finals and two are champions, and those are returning. So we'll see those guys for a number of years, and they're quality wrestlers. And they have a couple good freshmen in the lineup this year. So, you know, they've got a good program, good coach, and they're legit. They'll be a tough team.
Kearney's Tom McCann joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, before we talk about the Bearcats, talk about the rest of the field. Who else is going to be making some noise that's coming into town tomorrow?
Well, Lincoln East always has a good squad with Coach McCurdy. He does a great job there. They'll have a good group in here. Columbus, we have Rick Benson back at the controls. He stepped out for a year, and he's back. I know they have five or six really very talented wrestlers. North Platte has a new coach, Dale Hall. He's from Alliance. He was a national champion at Adams State. So they're going to be much improved as the year goes on. I know he'll do a fine job there. So they'll have some talented individuals. We have Bellevue West coming in. They've got some good wrestlers. Platteview seems to be down a little bit this year. But they always have some good wrestlers. And, of course, Hastings right across the road here, they've got some good athletes on that team. Omaha Bryan will be here. And Lincoln Southwest. And last year, I believe, they had three in the finals. So I think they took fifth last year. We have 10 teams. And you never know. You never know the new kids that are going to be coming up, the JV that might have put a lot of time in the off season. And maybe a transfer here or there. So that all plays into it. And the kids are tired of working out. They want a challenge, and tomorrow will be a big one for us.
Tom, give us a preview of your Bearcat team, headlined by Nick Rimpley.
Well, Nick Rimpley, a defending state champion, he's 34-3 last year at 17 pins and had a tremendous state tournament. And hopefully he'll be ready to roll tomorrow. At 103, we'll have Ryan Bauer back there. He's a junior. He was at 26 wins last year and was state qualifier, so he has a lot of experience there. And at 12, we'll have Asa Stansbury, another state qualifier, with 24 wins last year. He's an 11th grader. At 19, we have a state qualifier from he was at 130 last year, and he's down to 119. Actually, he was a 19-pounder that ate a lot last year, and he did the state for us last year. He's a senior. He's been working awfully hard in the offseason, and I'm sure he'll have a great year this year for us at 119 weight class, really closer to his natural weight, Andrew Smith. Zach Reese, our third-place state medalist from last year, had 22 pins for us last year with 33 wins. He's up at 125, so he moved up a weight class. But, he can handle it because he's a big, strong kid and a very hard worker, 11th grader, and we're looking forward to him winning a state title this year. Probably eventually Noah Gable may be at 35, but as far as our lineup tomorrow, we'll have Jordan Saldivar will be at 30. He's a senior. He's worked real hard in the off season and has done a real nice job for us there. At 35 will be Jacob Ortley, a sophomore, and he's doing a really nice job in the room. He's got a great hand strength, and we look forward to him winning some matches tomorrow for us. Had a real good year last year on the reserves, and he's put a lot of time in the off season working in tournaments and camps. At 35 will be Orley, and then at 40 will be Noah Gable, and his descent plan will only let him get down to about 36.5 this week. So he'll be going in there for us at 40. He's a state qualifier. He had 19 wins last year, and he is an 11th grader. Probably at 45 for us as the year goes on, we hope to get Brandon Newyear, our state medalist, who's a senior and had last year 29 wins for us in that spot. This week he has a slight injury, and we're going to hold him out. And at that spot this week at 45 will be Matt Drimmel. And Matt's a senior, and those two are going to have to go battle for that, or one of them go down to 40 probably. So it'll be interesting. But Drimmel had a nice job for us last year. He's state qualifier, at 14 wins and 9 pins. He's also a senior, so that's to be determined which guy's going to be going 40, 45. But it's nice to have that problem. At 152, of course, is Nick. He had 30 last year. At 160 is Mike Butler, state qualifier, 29 wins, 10 pins. He's a senior. Jensen Foss, third in state last year at 171 wins. 12th grader. Sean Cherry, a state medalist, 4-6 last year, 189 at 24 wins, another senior. 215, Junior Chavez, was fourth in state last year, had 30 wins for us, 13 pins, another senior. Another senior at 285 is Joe Allen, another state qualifier with 21 wins last year, another senior. You see, we've got 12 seniors in our starting lineup, and, you know, that's good to have that experience. You just hope you have some kids to take their spot next year. That's the bad part of that. But a lot of talent. We're anticipating doing well tomorrow, but we know that Grand Island is a very loaded team.
Tom, I got to ask you about an incoming freshman. Many people think of big things of, and that's Hunter Bamford. He doesn't go for you this week.
Hunter, I'll tell you what, he's tough. He's a real experienced young man. He actually went a 2 out of 3 round robin with Ryan Bauer. He won the first, and Ryan came back and won 2 close ones in the next 2. So, you know, Ryan's got to be on top of his game next week. It may change. So it's good to have that problem. But Hunter's a very talented and gifted young man. You're going to be hearing more about him down the road.
Kearney High's Tom McCann with us. Tom, just real quickly here before we let you go, when fans come in tomorrow, it's that first meet of the year, and I think the coaches have a pretty good handle on it, but maybe a lot of the folks aren't necessarily sure what the loaded weight class is going to be or where the great matchups are going to be. Where do you anticipate maybe a couple of really get-after-it weight match or weight classes right off the bat?
Well, I'll tell you, I think 103 is going to be loaded. I know 12 is going to have some tough kids in there. I just kind of glanced at some of the entries that were sent in, but I know that there's very much talent as far as at 125, 140, 152, and then in the upper weight classes, Columbus has some very good kids, but Grand Island's loaded from about 45 up. You know, they all have state medalists. And so, you know, it's going to be a tough tournament throughout the weight class all the way through. I just look forward to seeing some great matches tomorrow.
Kearney Invite tomorrow. You can hear the finals on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM.
Hey, Doug, can I give a shout-out?
Yeah.
My wife, it's her birthday today, so I'd like to say happy birthday to my lovely wife.
And you're going to put her to work tomorrow, aren't you?
Absolutely.
The Kearney Invite would not run the same without Mama McCann and Mama Miller. I know that.
That's exactly right. I appreciate all she does for the program.
Hey, Tommy. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Take care. Tom McCann, he's the head wrestling coach, 40 years, Kearney High, and they're going to be in the mix again. Again, the finals will start approximately 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Kearney, Grand Island, meet right away.
Get after it. Get after it. And then they've got the East-West duels next week in Lincoln. The Flatwater Fracas a couple of weeks away in Grand Island. We'll be catching up with Coach Shad Winkle when that rolls around. So it's all coming this month on the high school wrestling mats. Let's take a break, but as we do, it's time.
Last chance, people.
Last chance, chumps. Last chance as we're watching the World Cup draw just for the entertainment factor on ESPN2.
What the hell is going on there? I don't understand.
I'll tell you what. Greg Shea, don't follow the pattern of entertainment in between periods out there at the event center. Caller 10, that's where we've been sticking. If you've not had a chance to go up against Daddy and I in Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, this is it. And I'm coming off a 13-0 week, people. See if you can get in for those two Lazy Boy recliners. 888 888- 455-3776, 888-455-ESPN.
I'm going to call out two people. Eddie Carr, you afraid? Lumpy? Scared?
I thought we already crushed Eddie.
Two chumps. You come after us. Let's go.
Back after this.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The high school basketball season is underway, and we bring you more exciting action Friday from the Hastings College Tournament semifinals. Right here on ESPN Radio, Kearney Catholic travels to Sandy Creek. The girls will play at 6:30, the boys at 8:15. And on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Ravenna travels to Grand Island Central Catholic. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. Friday night, the semifinals of the Hastings College Tournament on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 30. West winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low near 10 above. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
It's the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, you called out some folks. You didn't mention Wes from Amherst, but I know Wes has been on the program before, and I think we've dominated, Wes, year after year. Wes, have you ever beat us?
Yes, I have.
That's what I thought. I thought so. $25 gift card to Bruce Furniture, and, of course, a lot of great things from our prize pack already coming your way, but a chance to get in for the Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. So, Wes, let's get after it. You don't think you're going to win again today, do you?
Sure. Of course.
Okay, all right. Here we go. I'm coming off 13-0, so obviously you've got a chance. Let's start with tonight's MAC Championship, Ohio and Central Michigan. Who's going to get it done, Wes?
Central Michigan.
Daddy, I'm taking Central Michigan.
Yeah, I've got it, too. I'd like to see Ohio upset them, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, and if they're as banged up as Joe said at the beginning of the show, it looks even worse for them. South Florida at Connecticut. Connecticut favored by a touchdown. Daddy.
I've got UConn at home.
I'm going to take UConn as well, although Randy Edsall's head might not be in it because you know he's going to be interviewing for the Kansas job. What do you think, Wes?
Yeah, UConn.
West Virginia at Rutgers. Rutgers is favored by a point and a half. Daddy, there's a lot of weird lines that you go, what? I this is one of those that the line makes you think take Rutgers, so I'll take West Virginia. You?
Pat White's a great quarterback. I'll take him.
Wes?
I'll take Rutgers.
All right, he's sticking with the home team. Here is an interesting ball game that has really no meaning to the world. Fresno State at Illinois. Illinois favored by 3. Wes, what do you think?
Fresno State.
Daddy?
I've got Fresno as well.
See, here again, why is Illinois favored? Why? Why?
Because they're going to win at home, probably.
I mean, well, you would think Fresno, even if Illinois has given up on their season, you'd think this is a Fresno State come out to the East and get the win, and they play tomorrow morning. It's an early start for Fresno State. For all those reasons, I'm going to give you boys a chance, and I'll take Illinois. Arizona at Southern California. Daddy?
I'm going to take Southern Cal just for the tradition, but I think this one could be very, very close.
Wes?
Yeah, I'll go with Southern Cal.
It's not Southern Cal's year. We may not. This could be the play. This could be determined who Nebraska plays in a bowl game right here. Arizona at Southern Cal. My gut's saying take Arizona, so I'll take Southern Cal. California at Washington. I'll take Cal, even though they don't have their great running back in Best. Daddy?
I'm going to take Cal as well. Should be a lot of points scored in this one.
What do you think, Wes?
Let's go Washington.
All right, 7-point dog, but why not? Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Can Cincinnati stay unbeaten at Pittsburgh tomorrow morning? And Cincinnati's favored by 2.5. Who you got, Wes?
I got Pittsburgh.
Daddy?
I will take Cincinnati to stay unbeaten.
Now, see, this is that crazy thing because I was able to bring home the West Virginia upsetting Pitt last week because I thought Pitt would be looking ahead. Doesn't matter. Steve Peterson, you lose. Cincinnati. Houston versus East Carolina. Houston favored by 2.5 in the Conference USA Championship game. Daddy, again, Houston should be favored by more. I'll take Houston.
I thought exactly that same thing. I think they scored too early and too often. Give me the Cougars.
What about you, Wes?
Yeah, I'll stay with Houston.
Georgia Tech and Clemson, the ACC Championship. Who you like, Wes?
Georgia Tech.
Daddy?
I think C.J. Spiller may be on his way to New York to a Heisman presentation. I'm going to take Clemson, and I think one of the best playmakers in all the land.
This should be a great, great football game. Georgia Tech, I don't know how they keep winning, but they keep winning, and they are favoring this game by 1.5. I'm taking Clemson. Dabo Sweeney, people. Florida, Alabama, here's your SEC championship tomorrow, 3 o'clock kickoff here on ESPN Radio. Daddy, who you taking?
I'm going to take Tim Tebow. He saved the world in the offseason. I think he wins this game.
Wes?
Alabama.
Wow. Emphatically. Emphatically. I'm going to give you a chance here, Wes, because I'm with Daddy. I'm taking the Gators.
You like Nick Saban, Wes?
No, I just don't like Tim Tebow.
And finally, the Big 12 championship, Nebraska, Texas. Wes, who you got?
I have to unfortunately say Texas.
He's thinking with his backside. He's thinking recliners. He's not thinking with his heart. He's taking Texas. Daddy.
I've got Texas as well. I've got Texas.
I'll take Texas. Here's your tiebreaker. Wisconsin's going out to Hawaii. Total points. The over-unders in Vegas, just to give you a chance on this one, Wes, is 55. Wisconsin takes on Hawaii. What's your total points?
48.
Daddy?
I got 60.
Why do you always pick so high? I wanted to go high this week. You're always the highest pick. Yeah. Every week you're the highest pick, and every week you're the farthest away.
I try and lose that.
Let's see. This will be about a 20, 31 to 17. That's 48. That's what Wes said. Boy. Wes, that's a great pick you took. I'm gonna cut your hammy because you beat us last year, and I'm gonna take 49. So I got the tweeners here. Wes, best of luck, and enjoy all the football this weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care. Wes from Amherst joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show with today's picks. Daddy, time for your picks.
You know what? I started off with the MAC championship game tonight. I think Dan Lefevre throws all over Ohio, and I'd like to see Noah Keller step up with a couple interceptions over the middle, return for touchdowns. If that happens, Ohio has a chance, but they're going to have a defensive score or two. Central Michigan, I lay 13 points tonight, and I take Central Michigan in that one. Boise State, minus 47.5. you know what? I'm going to lay 47.5. I cannot believe it's that many points, but the worst offense in all the land belongs to New Mexico State, and they should not score in this one. They should not come close to scoring. Boise State, early and often, I take them to get it done. 47.5 points, Boise State. Arizona, USC. Doug, I took USC in our pigskin picks, but I'm going to tell you right now, I will take 7 points. I will take Arizona. Much more parity in that Pac-10 this year. USC is not the same USC we've been used to seeing. Those are my three selections of the day. Didn't break down the championship game. I head to the NFL. It's Underdog Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs at home facing the Denver Broncos. I gobble up 4.5 points. Take the Kansas City Chiefs. New Orleans Saints, -9.5. I gobble up 9.5 points. Think it's a letdown game. I'll take the Washington Redskins to run the ball, keep the clock running, and keep it away from Drew Brees. I'll take the Washington Redskins. And the Dallas Cowboys at New York Giants. Give me the 2.5 points. Dallas, I hope you win 21-20. But I see maybe an upset on the horizon for the New York Giants.
So recapping, the Chiefs, the Redskins, and the Giants, as you're going with three underdogs on Sunday in the NFL. And in college, your selections were?
Central Michigan, Boise State, and Arizona.
Central Michigan, Boise State, and Arizona. With all this great football going on this weekend, Tony, I love the way you eat. I want you to give them, sell it. I want you to talk about what's coming up for Christmas. I want you to tell us what's coming up this weekend.
Well, whether you're getting ready for Christmas, whether you're getting ready to tailgate, go Big Red, Kerry says. Troutman's got the wine, the beer, the grill. They've all been tailgate tested and approved. A fresh andouille and bratwurst for the Big 12 championship games. Fresh summer sausage and snack sticks. Perfect game snack. Fits right in your pocket. Hey, remember, you're head of the blind? Bacon, they'll vacuum pack it. Want some burgers? They'll vacuum pack it. You just throw them right in your cooler. You're ready to go. USDA certified Angus beef. Quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. It's time to order your smoked turkeys, bone-in or boneless hams, prime ribs for the holidays. Troutman's Quality Meats, it's a grill's best friend. Folks, you go over there, you want a meat and cheese tray? Kerry will do it up right for you. Troutman's is where it's at. Road construction's over, conveniently located right across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. The Green Mountain Grill. It's the new pellet grill, the better pellet grill. Check it out today. Troutman's Quality Meats. Save 90 cents a pound on flat irons, only $7.99 a pound. Custom cut thin for awesome Philly steak subs. That's where it's at. Philly steak subs for the game. Can you believe it, Derek? Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Check it out today, people. You can't get any better than that.
I needed some Troutman's to take my mind off the game last night. My bills, man, there's... The Jets tried to give that game away in every facet just about, and they still somehow beat the Bills.
Now, I know the proximity to Toronto is what, and there's a lot
of... stupid. I'm tired. That's not even a home game for Buffalo. They're giving away home games.
But the money's there. And the Bills are a franchise. They're not one of the elite that makes a bunch of money, Derek. So you go up there, you reap some rewards, you get out of town, you give the public that support your team and come down to Buffalo to watch your team a flavor for it. But is it just boring football last night? I mean, do you put the Canadians to sleep watching that?
Just about. It wasn't good. The offensive displays were not there, and obviously that's what brings people in when you're not a football fan already. If you got Braylon Edwards dropping a potential 85-yard touchdown pass and just Sanchez missing guys in the end zone and... Buffalo, Fitzpatrick. He's terrible. He's terrible.
Sanchez, what all he's cut out to be in New York. I don't think he's. Last year you had Matt Ryan, Joe Flacco. You had two quarterbacks really step up and put up pretty good numbers. Well, Mark Sanchez was supposed to do it this year.
3-0. They're not 3-0 anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mark Mangino out at Kansas. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm just glad that, it wasn't a messy situation. Nobody went toe-to-toe. He got out of there with some cash. Good for him. It'd be interesting to see where he ends up. I'm not sure, after accusations like that, I'm not sure a lot of people stick their necks out for you.
All right, here it is, Texas-Nebraska tomorrow night. We both picked Texas to win. Do they cover? What is your prediction?
My prediction is I don't know if Nebraska can score. Can we get three defensive scores? That's what every Nebraska fan wants. Now it's Paul to return two, and the defensive score two. There's 28 points. Folks, it ain't going to happen. I say Texas 34, Nebraska 13.
There is no way Texas scores 34 points. There is none. Zero. None. Unless we turn it over eight times. I guess if we do that, then they'll have an opportunity. Texas isn't going to score 34 points on Nebraska. I think Nebraska can get a big play somewhere on offense. I think their defense makes a big play. A lot of the folks that are making their predictions are right, or even less, but I'm going to go 24-20 Texas. I think Nebraska hangs right there. And I wanted to predict Ndamukong Suh would be in for the two-point conversion that would win the game for Nebraska. Because I think Nebraska has a legit shot. Don't be surprised if the Huskers head to the Fiesta Bowl. Folks, we want to thank Joe Ragazzo of the Post in Columbus, Ohio, for joining us today to talk about the MAC Championship. Kearney High Wrestling Coach Tom McCann. The Bulls will be set on Monday. We'll have a lot of special guests to break down the Huskers' performance and a lot more. Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you 14:60, 15:50.
Korb Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season, filled with family, friends, and good cheer. We take pride in serving you and look forward to seeing you next year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Harold at Korb Walker Mowers in Minden.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.